Greetings to you. Bishop Vetter here. Good to be with you again. So I'm just preparing myself to go on my ad limina visit. Every 5 years or so, this time it's been a little longer, I think it's been 7 since the last one, all the bishops of the United States, all the bishops of the world, are asked to go to Rome to meet with our Holy Father and all his different offices that are part of his ministry as Pope. And so I'm going after being ordained. I'll be ordained not even 3 months, 2.5 months, and I'll give a report on the Diocese of Helena, everything. How many people come to church? How many sacraments are celebrated? What's our financial situation? How are we reaching out to young people? How are our Catholic schools? What's going on with vocations? And on, every detail that you can think of. And so the full name of this visit is called Ad Limina Apostolorum, to the threshold of the apostles. So that's the main reason I go, is actually to celebrate Mass at what are called the 4 major basilicas. At the tomb of St. Peter, where his bones are buried, to the Church of Paul's Outside the Walls, where St. Paul is buried, to the Church of Mary Major, the Basilica of Mary Major, where the creche, the nativity, the manger of Jesus is there, relics of that, which is pretty amazing. And St. John Lateran, which is the cathedral for the Pope. And actually, the popes have lived there longer than they lived at St. Peter's. So I'll go over there and celebrate masses at those places with the bishops of the region. We live in region 12. In this region are 11 dioceses. So we're the ones all going over together to meet with the Pope. My understanding is all of us with the auxiliary bishops, the helper bishops, and the retired bishops, about 18 of us in all, will sit around in a circle, a semicircle, with the Pope for 2.5 hours having a conversation. And so I'm going to have a conversation with him about what are my priorities. I have 2 of them right now I want to share with you that I'm going to share with the Pope. I'm going to talk about young people, that's a priority for me, that I'm not that old. I'm 52. And so I want to give my energies, while I have energy, to reaching out to young people in a special way. To think of it, huh? In the Diocese of Helena, we have over 30,000 college-age students. We only have 44,000 Catholics. We have 30,000 college students, and I want to reach out to them. I want to look for ways to find them and to encounter them, let them encounter me and see what happens. And then secondly, vocations to the priesthood. We have 5 seminarians now. I told the priests, I want 50. They all laughed. I said, I'm not laughing. I said, they're here. We're going to go look for them. And God is calling. God is still calling. He still calls. And so that's what I want to visit with the Holy Father about and hear his thoughts. See what he thinks. See what he wants me to do and to have that conversation. So I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be wonderful. So go back to Rome. I was there for 6 years as faculty. On faculty as the head spiritual director at the North American College. So looking forward to some pasta, a little wine. And then after our visit with the Pope, the bishops of our region are going to Siena, Italy, where St. Catherine is buried. And we're going to make an 8-day retreat together. So that should be wonderful, a wonderful way for us to deepen our love and friendship with Jesus and also to deepen our friendship with each other. I don't know them very well. They don't know me. So it'll be a good time for that. So. A lot of firsts for me, so pray for me. Know that I am going to pray for you in a very special way at those sacred places, some of the holiest places we have in Christendom. So off I go to the Ad Limina Apostolorum. God bless you.